It's 24 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and there goes Aussie Crawl. Beautiful people. Speaking of beautiful people, he's online with me this morning, taking us to the movies as he does each week. Shane A. Bassett, good morning.
Good morning there, Gilly.
Mate, in cinemas, Fast and the Furious 9.
Yeah, a lot of people have been waiting for this. Meant to come out last year, and it's a franchise that's been going 20 years. 2001 was the original. And it's just built since then. Let me just say that it's probably a movie that no matter what reviews it gets, will still get a huge crowd in to see it. It's one to watch on the big screen. The special effects and the stunt driving alone are worth watching. And you've got a lot of the same actors that have returned over and over again, including Vin Diesel, of course. I liked it. It's a little bit over the top, but that's what you expect with this franchise.
Yeah, that's right. They are fun, aren't they? You don't have to think too much in them.
No thinking involved at all.
Absolutely right. Now, on Apple Plus Physical, I've got the song of Olivia Newton-John in my head. Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, funny about that. Physical, she is a national treasure, Olivia Newton-John, and I think Rose Byrne is a national treasure too. Australian actress. She stars in this set in the 1980s. It's a comedy drama based around her personal matters. She's got an eating disorder, and she helps herself and becomes a little bit better in her own mind and life by doing aerobics, which was pretty huge at the time. So you had to get your leg warmers out there. Gilly, have you got some?
No, I don't.
And it's better good soundtrack, very good soundtrack, and it's funny, but it does take some serious tones too. And Rose Byrne, what an actress.
Okay, right. Tell us about Hudson Hawk.
Well, did you ever see this when it was released in 1991?
I don't believe it. I may have, but I don't think I remembered it.
Well, I'm not surprised. Hudson Hawk was a major, notorious flop that Bruce Willis, he wrote it and starred in it. It had a lot of trouble. It just ballooned when it came to how much it cost to make. I revisited it for its 30th anniversary. And it's worth a watch, but it's unbelievable how it even got made. Great supporting cast and Bruce Willis in his prime. But we're going to review the turkeys here sometimes as well.
Indeed. Or the hawks, as it is. All right.
The hawks, yeah.
We're Shane A. Bassett taking us to the movies each week. Thank you as always, mate. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk next week.
You too, mate. Have a great day.